And those 10 words come to me by way of Jack Dangerman, a titan in the world of digital mapping, geographic information systems, or GIS as it's called.
Think of it like overlaying plastic maps digitally.
GIS mashes up layers of geographic and other data to create computer desktop 3D map programs that can work kind of like a digital crystal ball.
When you overlay plastic maps digitally, you might just have a mess. Look like spaghetti or something. But we digitize these individual data sets and we can overlay them. And then look at the relationships and the patterns between the different layers.
The GIS company Dangerman founded nearly 50 years ago, Environmental Systems Research Institute, or ESRI, creates mapping software that can help guide relief organizations trying to halt the spread of infectious disease, or help city planners decide where to build schools and farmers where to plant crops.
I might weight these different factors, soils, slope, and climate, and say, grow a certain crop here, and it will make a map for me.
A landscaper by training, Dangerman launched ESRI 46 years ago in a tiny storefront in his hometown of Redlands, about an hour east of L.A. It's since grown into a billion-dollar powerhouse, kind of like what Google is to search engines, with a worldwide customer base that includes federal government and law enforcement agencies, large retailers and tech companies, and thousands of schools and nonprofits who all get their ESRI software for free.
I think over 5,000 nonprofits around the world. So big ones are like the Nature Conservancy. Small ones are small watershed organizations.
Earlier this year, Dangerman donated about $11 million to the Audubon Society to, among other things, help it forecast the effect of climate change on several hundred bird species over the next century. And last year, ESRI pledged $1 billion worth of mapping software to public schools as part of President Obama's Connect Ed program. There's now a push to get ESRI software into the hands of public health agencies in vulnerable parts of the world.
Like Ivory Coast and Myanmar, so that they can track diseases and collaborate with WHO in sharing information to get a broader picture.
An international emergency. That's how the World Health Organization has described the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, but stresses that the virus can be contained.
The declaration of a public health emergency of international...
I was at WHO, World Health Organization. I went into their control room where they have been working for the last 12 months on Ebola, watching the spread and the emergence of this crippling disease. They basically got Ebola in a box, geographically, by locating where the hospital should go, setting up quarantine areas, and resourcing it using maps and geography as a framework.
If there's one thing that surfaces throughout my conversation with Jack Dangerman, it's an expectation he has, a hope, that mapping software he pioneered amid the orange groves of a quaint little Southern California town will somehow help create a better world.
My passion has to do with both seeing progress happening in social institutions, public, private, using better tools to do it, to create the future.